And now, Capital Chat, the Community Connection, KINY.
All right, good morning and welcome to Capital Chat on KINY, 800 AM, 94.9 FM. We are jumping right into it with Capital City Quilters Guild. And I've got Marcy and Ray Dean in the studio, and they are here to tell us about their exhibition that's coming up this coming weekend. Yeah, the 3rd through the 5th, looks like, at Centennial Hall. Good morning and welcome to Capital Chat.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having us.
How are you today? You guys are gearing up for a big show at Centennial Hall. And how many quilts and quilters and booths are we talking about?
This year we have 132 entries.
Holy
this is
cow.
Actually a juried show. So we bring in a national quilt show judge that is going to judge the work that's been done. You might be amazed, but we have some world-class quilters that are here in Juneau, Alaska. And this is not like your grandma's quilting. This is serious quilting of a lot of different varieties, everything from traditional to improvisational to modern. And then we also have a category that's called reuse, reduce, and recycle, where you take something that was something else and then you turn it into a type of quilt.
Okay. So repurposed materials for quilts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
And now this event, you have an event coming up on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and that's going to be at Centennial Hall, right?
That's correct. Okay. And it is a free event to the community, and we encourage people to come out and take a look at the quilts. Not only will we have the quilts, but we will also have a sales table, and we will have a silent auction that will be going on.
I was just going to go to the silent auction, and my understanding is there's some food there.
No.
No.
No?
No.
No food?
Oh.
No.
Please no.
No. Okay. Well, now I'm just hungry for no reason. Okay, so Capital City Quilters, it's the 2024 Quilt Show, May 3rd through the 5th, and it's going to be at Centennial Hall. And from what I'm reading, am I to understand you're taking up all the ballrooms?
Yes.
So
yes.
This is huge.
It is a very big event, Mike.
This is massive. How many entries? 134?
132.
132 entries.
Yes.
That's a lot of entries. Now, when you say it's judged by a certified or recognized judge, mm-hmm. what does that mean? When you say we're judging the quilts, mm-hmm. is it a competition?
Well, there are ribbons that are awarded in various categories. Of course, we don't produce our quilts for ribbons. We produce our quilts out of love. But it is kind of nice to be able to get the feedback from a professional judge. To us, this is art. And in our journey as far as it growing our artistic talent, it's that feedback is really important. Cool. And so there's a national certified group of judges, and we're bringing one up from New Mexico, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is not just a Juneau thing. This is a national type of event. And from what I'm seeing on your website, by the way, the website, if any listeners would like to check out the website, it's very user-friendly. It is ccqjuneau.com. That's ccqjuneau.com, Capital City Quilters. You'll find the about, the home, the calendar, all sorts of fun stuff on here, and as well as resources. So if you're thinking about getting into quilting, well, maybe this is the place to start. You can find your local resources right there at ccqjuneau.com. Rain Tree Quilting, Changing Tides, those are some of the quilt shops that you'll find in Juneau, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
They're very supportive of us.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. And that's one of the ways that we get new members to join our guild a lot of times is they come to our shows and see what we're doing and get excited about it.
Yeah, well, I see there's some beautiful quilts on the photos on the website. Now, with these quilts, some of them go to Bartlett Regional Hospital, do they not?
Right. So one of the programs that we have with our community give back is that members of the guild produce what we call comfort quilts. And comfort quilts are given free of charge. And anyone that's going through infusion therapy treatment at Bartlett, and we also help out Cancer Connection for locals that have gone down to Seattle, we give them a free quilt. And basically, from our standpoint, it is a hug from your Juno community to know that we are supporting you in your cancer battle, and we want to everyone to know that we're behind you and we're with you.
Might be one of the most comfortable hugs right there.
There you go.
Because I'm looking at some of these quilts. They're gorgeous.
Well, and we are a nonprofit.
Okay.
And a large part of our endeavor is the community service that we do. And making these quilts for various organizations, you know, we've given them to Red Cross, to Family Promise, to a lot of other places also. We have a recent project that some of the people have started as far as making mittens for people that maybe are experiencing homelessness. We give out, we make pillowcases for the AWARE shelter, for the Office of Child Services, and other groups. There's a lot of charity things that we do as community service. And that's one reason that we really, really appreciate the sponsors that we are able to have for the quilt show, because quite truthfully, they've really helped us offset the cost of being able to put the show on, which allows us to keep a little bit of reserve for us to be able to keep doing our community service.
Okay, and you brought up the sponsors, so is it okay with you if I mention a few of them?
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay,
please.
Many of the sponsors that are supporting the Capital City Quilters 2024 Quilt Show this coming weekend include Alaska Fudge Company, Alaska Litho, Alaska Seaplanes, Annie Kales, Beth in Dudley Field, and Busting Out Boutique. That's just to name a few. There's many more. You can see them on the website. Again, that's ccqjuno.com. I find it very interesting that it's judged. And when I started looking at your website, of course, I could see why it's judged. There are some ribbons on there for some of these quilts. Wow. There are... how does somebody do this by hand? This is amazing. There is one that has gotten my attention. The one Eustace Ziegler's Native Lower Kuskokwim quilt.
That was a beautiful quilt.
It was the winning quilt from last year.
I can see why.
Yes.
Wow. That is an amazing quilt.
Yeah. And the woman that created that quilt, I mean, she learned the process on how to create quilts like that by, you know, starting out with CCQ and then taking classes and then just continuing the journey. So there, you know, she went from kind of 0 to 60 in a really, you know, decent amount of time.
Right.
And it really is kind of an endless educational journey. That's one of the things that we do at CCQ. It's about education and it's about our community service.
Right. Now, you said something earlier. You said, well, we kind of see it as an art. It is not just kind of an art. This is an absolute art form. Art takes form in so many different ways. And this is one that's beautiful. How large are these quilts?
They range in size from, say, 12 by 12 inches on up to, I just finished one that was 120 by 120. So a very large king size.
That'll fit my bed. Just fine. Yeah. They are absolutely beautiful. Again, the website is ccqjuno.com. This event is coming up this weekend, Centennial Hall. It's free. And it's going to take up the entire ballrooms, all three ballrooms. Judged?
judged. We're going to have live quilting demonstrations going on throughout the weekend.
And we also want you to know that we have an exhibit going on. One is about the quilting process, and the other is about an Alaska perspective. And so it's quilts on an Alaska perspective. And it's going to be a wide variety of quilts that you're going to see that have some kind of theme that has to do with Alaska.
Excellent.
So that's separate from the other 132 quilts
that
will already be in the show. This is just a display of some other ones.
Right. Excellent. Oh, wow. Okay. So this is coming up this weekend, 3rd, 4th, and 5th of May, Centennial Hall. It is the Capital City Quilters Guild big event, and it is free. So go check it out. There's no fee, and you might find yourself enjoying the scenery or possibly being enchanted into trying your hand at quilting. And this is the place to find out if it's for you. Thank you both for coming in, Marcy and Radine. This is some beautiful stuff, beautiful art forms. And thanks for bringing it to our attention. And thanks for everything you do as far as in the community goes and with Bartlett Regional Hospital.
Thank you, Mike.
All right,
we hope to see everybody at noon, starting noon on Friday.
Noon on Friday is when that starts. How late does it go on Sunday?
On Sunday, we're closing at 4. But Friday night, which is first Friday, will be open till 7.
Okay.
And on Saturday, we're open from 10 to 6.
Excellent. Excellent. So go check it out, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Centennial Hall. And you can learn more about it online at ccqjuno.com. That's our first segment of Capital Chat. We'll be back with more. You want to keep your ears right here on KINY, 800 AM, 94.9 FM.
More Capital Chat next, KINY.
All right, welcome back to Capital Chat on KINY, 800 AM, 94.9 FM. It is 8:49, just 11 minutes before 9 o'clock. And in the studio now, we have Sarah and Dylan from Sail Inc.
Hello.
And good morning and welcome to Capital Chat.
Thanks so much for having us.
You guys are doing something that sounds like just a lot of fun. You've got a giggle cruise coming up.
That's right, and we're pretty excited about it. So SAIL, as most people know, is Southeast Alaska Independent Living. We have programs all over Southeast Alaska. We work with seniors and people with disabilities. Lots of different programs, including our loan closet. We have a program for veterans, people with traumatic brain injuries, and outdoor recreation programs, inclusive outdoor recreation programs. And the Giggle Cruise that's coming up in Juneau on Sunday is supporting ORCA, our outdoor rec program. It's going to be a lot of fun. So Sunday, May 5th from noon to 3, as you know, spring has sprung and we are celebrating that by getting out on the water and trying to check out some of the spring wildlife. It turns out May 5th is also International Laughter Day, and SAIL is all about having fun and getting silly. And so that Giggle Cruise is going to celebrate International Laughter Day with a lot of fun stuff.
Fantastic. Now, I understand this is going to be on one of the Allan Marine boats, correct?
Yes, that's right. So Allan Marine has been a sponsor and a supporter of SAIL for many, many years. We're really very thankful that they're partnering with us again for the cruise. And so, you know, it's a professional outing that a lot of us don't get to do in the summertime because it's full of visitors. This time it's for the locals.
Now, the Giggle Cruise, this is a fundraiser. We should emphasize that this is a fundraiser, and we need folks to get tickets for this particular event. Again, it's on Sunday, and it's a couple hours long.
On Sunday, you can go to sailinc.org.
Okay.
That's the best way to get tickets. You can give us a call, but sailinc.org is the best place to get tickets. There's a discount for youth 12 and under. So if you do want to come out with your kids, this is a good chance to bring kids and, you know, a family out on the water.
Okay.
We're pretty excited. Dylan, do you want to tell us a little bit about what we're going to be doing on the Giggle Cruise?
Yeah, absolutely. So we will be having a joke competition. And so please bring your best material. We will have prizes donated by Barnacle Seafood. And it's just, yeah, going to be a really fun, good time.
All right. So jokes like what? Dad jokes?
Oh, yeah. We're looking for dad jokes.
There's absolutely a dad joke category.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, Mike, if you want to join us, we would love to hear your material on Sunday.
Maybe. I'm not real good at telling jokes, but I know people that are.
We'll send them our way.
And it would be a wonderful cruise. I understand the weather is going to hold up for us. It's going to be quite nice over the weekend.
It does look like we're headed into some lovely weather.
Yeah, there's going to be some beautiful weather. Again, it is the Giggle Cruise, and you'll be on an Allen Marine boat. And how much are the tickets?
Tickets are $100 for adults and $65 for kids. Again, the all of the proceeds support Orca and SAIL. So thanks to Allen Marine, this is 100% donated cruise. We're really, really thankful.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thankful to them for that. And it supports some really important programs here in Juneau. Dylan is our Juneau program coordinator.
Okay.
And is running some pretty exciting programs this summer, including our employment program. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So every summer, Orca runs a program called YEP, Youth Employment in the Parks. This program is run in partnership with the Zach Gordon Youth Center, Trail Mix, and the state. And it is a supported work program for students with disabilities who are in high school. And so students will get job experience building and maintaining trails all around the city. And it's just a really good, fun time and a great like first time job opportunity for somebody that hasn't yet joined the workforce.
Okay. All right.
So if folks know of young people who are looking for something to do this summer, SAIL is hiring for those youth positions for the employment program. I think you're also hiring a peer mentor. Is that right, Dylan?
Yeah, that's right. And so our peer mentor, what we're looking for is a young person, essentially, someone under the age of 22 who could just be a positive role model, essentially.
Yeah, so that's a neat opportunity for a young person who maybe has a little bit of experience in the workforce and is excited to get out there and demonstrate a little bit more leadership.
All right. Some great opportunities there, and of course, very rewarding as well. When you go to work in those situations, you get to help somebody out and get experience doing that. And when you help these folks out, you're helping them. Well, it's what SAIL stands for, Southeast Alaska Independent Living. And ORCA, what is ORCA? It's Outdoor Recreation Community Access?
Yeah, correct. So it's an outdoor recreation program at SAIL. And our mission is to make the outdoors more inclusive. And so our services include regularly occurring activities. Like this month, we are going to go on a bike ride with like all of our trikes. We're going to do archery. And then we also do adaptive ski lessons and guides with our partners up at Eagle Crest. And then we also operate the SAIL Challenge Course.
Excellent. All right. You know, I'm looking at the website, and that is sailinc.org, by the way. And you can click right on the top of the website. You'll see the links. Book your cruise. That's where you're going to get the tickets for the Giggle Cruise. Also, you'll find the About Us, the services and programs that they have available, Adaptive Recreation, which is the ORCA program, and how you can get involved and how you can donate. I always like to bring that up because a lot of the time people don't have time to go on these cruises or go get the ticket, or sometimes it's confusing and they just go, I just want to help them out, but so this is how you can help out.
There is a donate option, and that helps folks with scholarships to participate in ORCA programs and even to come and join us on the cruise if there's folks who aren't able to buy a ticket. So that scholarship donation makes a big difference.
And here's an idea. How about you buy a ticket for somebody? That'd be a cool gift, because it's a fun thing. It's a fun event. You get to go out on a little bit of a cruise, hear some fun jokes, even tell some fun jokes.
Folks have already bought tickets for their friends and family members. And so if you're listening to this and you're not in Juneau, but you want to do something fun, maybe for your mom coming up for Mother's Day, or another friend or loved one, the Giggle Cruise is going to be lots of fun.
All right. Again, that Giggle Cruise is this coming Sunday. And by the way, sailinc.org is the website. And on that, you will find that Sail has a Juneau Wildlife Cruise, a Ketchikan Wildlife Cruise, and a Sitka Wildlife Cruise.
That's right. If you happen to find yourself in Ketchikan on, I think that's May 11th,
yep,
we're going to be doing a sunset cruise in Ketchikan, and May 31st, another cruise in Sitka. And that is all thanks to Allen Marine and their very, very generous partnership.
That is awesome. Wow. You guys have a lot of stuff going on, a lot of programs. The most immediate is coming up this Sunday on the 5th. And we'd like for folks to go to sailinc.org, get your tickets for the Giggle Cruise, and maybe practice your jokes a little bit. Practice the delivery. That's where I fall down. But what about you guys? You guys tell jokes?
We're going to definitely tell jokes. I'm holding my jokes until Sunday for the big payoff. Do you have a joke that you're willing to tell?
You'll have to buy a ticket to hear it.
it's the $100 joke. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Sarah and Dylan, thank you both for coming in and bringing this to us. And we hope to see you on the water this coming Sunday. And you guys will come back and tell us more about some other programs that you have coming up. Yes?
Absolutely.
All right. Fantastic. It is the Giggle Cruise coming up this Sunday. Allen Marine Boat. Practice your jokes. Practice your delivery. Buy your tickets at sailinc.org and learn all about Sail, what they have to offer, what they do in the community, and how you can help them out. You can get involved. You can volunteer. You can learn a lot of stuff online. That's sailinc.org. It is 8:59. You're listening to KINY 800 AM 94.9 FM.